There were voices. Mainly, there was one voice, petulant and reedy. This was the philosopher Didactylos. Although one of the most quoted and popular philosophers of all time, Didactylos the Ephebian never achieved the respect of his fellow philosophers. They felt he wasn't philosopher material. He didn't bath often enough. Or, to put it another way, at all. And he philosophized about the wrong sort of things. And he was interested in the wrong sorts of things. Dangerous things. Other philosophers asked questions like, is truth beauty, and is beauty truth? And is reality created by the observer? But Didactylos posed the famous philosophical conundrum, yes, but what's it really all about then, when you get right down to it? I mean, really. His philosophy was a mixture of three famous schools, the Cynics, the Stoics, and the Epicureans, and summed up all three of them in his famous phrase, you can't trust any bugger further than you can throw him, and there's nothing you can do about it, so let's have a drink. Mine's a double if you're buying, thank you. And a packet of nuts. Her left bosom is nearly uncovered, eh? Two more packets, then. Many people have quoted from his famous meditations. It's a rum old world, all right, but you've got to laugh, haven't you? Nil illegitimo carborundum is what I say. The experts don't know everything. Still, where would we be if we were all the same? Om crawled closer to the voice, bringing himself around the corner of the wall so that he could see into a small courtyard. There was a very large barrel against the far wall. Various debris around it, broken wine amphora, gnawed bones, and a couple of lean-to shacks made out of rough boards, suggested it was someone's home. And this impression was given some weight by the sign chalked on a board and stuck on the wall over the barrel. It read, Didactylos and Nephew. Practical philosophers. No proposition too large. We can do your thinking for you. Special rates after 6 p.m. Fresh axioms every day.
End of CD 4.